Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
The Portfolio Committee Chair of the Basic Education in Parliament, Joy Maimela, has raised concern around what seems to be, posts a loss within the basic education departments. In fact, we are hearing that about 2,407 posts were reduced in the Western Cape. Some clarity has been given by the department, but we'll speak to the department in a short while about what that actually means, that it's not retrenchments. However, the committee chair is still concerned and wants something to be done about that. Thank you very much, Maimela, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much, and good evening to Kaya FM listeners at home.
You've raised concerns, and you're saying you really would like the provinces to come through and explain what the plan is going forward. What really are your concerns?
Well, our concerns is with what you would have seen being the statement of the Western Cape Provincial Education Department as it relates to post declarations, which is a policy practice that the department undertakes in provinces each and every year. So they declare the basket of posts that are within the current budget constraints. And of course, this is also guided by the learner enrollment and also by the equitable share. But our concern as a committee is that we don't want anything that is implemented by the provinces that negatively impacts on the quality of learning and teaching of our kids in schools.
They are saying these are not retrenchments, and obviously there are some budget constraints. Your thoughts on how this can be tackled?
Look, you can't say you are going to lay off 2,000 or 2,400 teachers are not going to be covered by the current financial budget, and you say that is not retrenchment. For us, that means retrenchment. But also, we are saying to the departments, and the reason why we want to meet the departments is that the budget cuts that have been applied across all departments require the provincial departments to reprioritize. So you need to look at your priorities and say, what is an essential need? And in our view, based on the department's plans of enhancing the curriculum content, the availability of skilled teachers and the issue of having a standard and a norm of teacher-learner ratio that is high, it's one of your essential needs. So you can't, in the same breath, when you speak about introducing all these new subjects and enhancing the curriculum content and improving the performance of learners in the STEM subjects and also numeracy and literacy for grade 4 learners so that you improve the ability of learners to read with meaning, you then speak about laying off teachers because of the budget constraints. So we want to meet them to say, look at your budget, look at the items that you've budgeted for. What can you reprioritize? But don't consider this one, because this one is essential for you to meet your target.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Joy Maimela is a chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Basic Education in Parliament. Listening into that conversation is Elijah Mhlanga, who is a basic education spokesperson. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Mhlanga. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela. Thank you so much for having us.
Clearly, there seems to be some misunderstanding in maybe the terminology. If you were listening to Ms. Maimela, she alluded to the fact that this still seems and looks like, retrenchments. You've been at pains to explain that it's not. So what is it exactly? Maybe just give clarity on that one.
Yeah, it's not retrenchments. So what's happening is that the department has permanently employed educators, and it also has educators who are employed on contracts based on available funds. So when those funds are not available, they are not able to retain the people who are on contract. And when you're on a contract, you know that there's a term to that contract. So at the end of that term, your contract may end, and there's no guarantee that you will be renewed.
Mm-hmm. So in the case of the Western Cape, and we'll speak about other provinces now, it's just an example. In the case of the Western Cape, this 2,400 plus is either people who are retiring or those who are on contracts whose term anyway would have ended, so to speak.
Yeah, according to the statistics given by the Western Cape Education Department, those are people who are not permanently employed but had been employed in schools anyway to provide relief, especially in those schools where there are pressures, where there's a demand for teachers, and they were able to look for funding and they were able to get it, and therefore able to give those educators contracts.
So obviously at the center of all of this are budget cuts and the strain every department is facing at the moment. Yes, the department, has a particular budget that they have, a certain pool. You have provinces who you're saying, for instance, with the Western Cape, they were able to raise money somewhere else and plug those holes. We will still remain, though, with that need and those holes. How do you feel, as the Department of Basic Education, those posts will be filled?
Well, first and foremost, we need to indicate that the cost of employees, the allocation thereof that goes to provinces, is allocated by National Treasury, and it goes from National Treasury straight to the provincial treasury, where the Education Department would then get the money from. So they use it based on their own dynamics where they are. That's why now the minister has requested that she be given reports by all provinces in terms of the impact of the budget cuts. We are concerned if indeed there's going to be loss of jobs, because when they were hired, there was a need. It was not nice to have. We know that provinces are all under pressure. There's a demand in terms of space in schools. Our learners are being enrolled by their parents in most schools. So there's overcrowding that is also becoming an issue. So when a province hires a number of teachers, it's based on the formula that would have been worked out, indicating the number of teachers that are required, also based on the available budget. So if that is going to be negatively impacted upon, clearly something would need to be done.
And currently, just maybe give me a sense, Mr. Mhlanga, do they even consult in a way with you guys to see that, you know, the basic education outcomes at least are met, well, at least, you know, what we're all hoping to get? Or do you really get all of this information after the fact? They allocate their budgets, they know what to do, and then you sort of, you know, get to get a sense after the fact.
Well, if you're referring to National Treasury, yes, that public finance systems that are utilized in government, where all of us will know what is coming and we are informed, and we are required to make adjustments to our programs, and required to reprioritize budgets.
No, I was referring to how the provinces utilize their budgets.
Two things to that one. The first one is that the allocation that they get from their provincial treasuries, they use it according to the priorities where they are. And when it comes to the number of educators, each province has its own number. And each year, in this time of the year, they declare the number of posts that are going to be available. So we have reports on that, but they do what they should do in terms of the concurrent function, we would know, but they do what is best for them. So the second point is that we have what we call conditional grants, which is funding that is allocated to provinces to undertake national priorities, such as the National School Nutrition Program and others similar. So there, it's funding that comes straight from DBE to provinces, and that money we are then able to monitor and direct in terms of how it can be used.
It's a concern for us citizens. Are you concerned about these numbers?
No, we are concerned. I mean, that's why the minister called a special meeting of Council of Education Ministers last week. And it was not a nice meeting, because It had to deal with challenges that are seriously facing the sector.
Mm.
And at the end of that meeting, she requested that provinces must go compete and come up with a report in terms of the actual impact of the budget cuts in the work that they do. So immediately, in fact, on Monday, yesterday, the head of HR in the provinces met to also work out the actual details in terms of what it all means. So it's something that we take very seriously.
Mm.
We are processing in the sector because we want to bring the country at ease in terms of the picture and what will need to be done next. As you know, the minister indicated she will be approaching the Minister of Finance to plead our case once she has collected all the information.
I appreciate your time. Basic Education Spokesperson Elijah Mplanga.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.